in these strange times in which we live with the coronavirus all around us in our city, our land, our country, even the whole world, I think there are some helpful reminders for us as the people of God, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are unified together as the body of Christ because we are connected to and united to Jesus Christ by faith alone. We need to be reminded of the greatness of our God. We need to be reminded of the sovereignty of our God. We need to be reminded that our God is not shaken by this. Our God is not troubled by this. Our God is immutable. He is powerful. He is wise. And He still remains sovereign over it all. You know, I'm reminded of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12, when King Jehoshaphat says, "We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." And I think that ought to be our mantra as believers today. As the people of God, we ought to say with Jehoshaphat, "Our eyes are on you, O Lord." Remember the context of 2 Chronicles 20, that Jehoshaphat is the king in Judah, and in verses 1 to 3, the sons of Moab and the Ammonites and the Munites, that is the Ammonites, were coming together, sort of this coalition against Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah. Verse 3, Jehoshaphat was afraid, and he turned his attention to seek the Lord. I love that. He turned his attention to seek the Lord and he proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. And so they came together to seek help from the Lord. They sought the Lord. They sought the Lord. They prayed and saw it as an occasion to draw near to God. And I think we need to be reminded of this, that even later on when Jehoshaphat was praying, he remembered that God is the God of the heavens, and He is sovereign, and He is Lord, and He is near to His people. And he said, you know, we might not know what to do, but we know this, our eyes are on you. So I want to give you six tested and true and triumphant reminders. They will never change. Look, the sea will empty out of water before our God will ever change His nature. Our God is good, and our God is wise, and our God is in control. So, six reminders. Number one, prize. Prize. Prize Christ. Prize your God. Prize the gospel. What does that mean? It means to cherish, to enjoy, to bathe in the delightfulness of Christ, to remember the gospel, to remember what God has done for you, how God has saved you, how He set His sovereign love upon you, how He protects you and preserves you, and He never brings anything into the life of His child ever that would harm him. Prize your God. Prize your Christ. Number two, prioritize. Not just prize Christ, but prioritize communion with God. Communion with God. There is so much that is vying for your attention. So much in our culture today, so many news articles and radio shows and talk shows and podcasts, and they're all screaming for your attention. Remember to prioritize God. Remember to prioritize communion with the triune God, with this Father of love, with the Son who redeemed you, with the Spirit who protects you. Prize and prioritize your God. Third, memorize. Memorize the Word. Memorize the Word. I'm reminded of the words of the Apostle John when he wrote in 1 John chapter 4 that there is no fear in love, because perfect love casts out fear. Memorize the Word. Hide the Word of God in your heart so that you will not sin against God. Memorize the word. Feast upon the word. Think about the word. When you find yourself looking around you and you begin to worry and wonder and you begin to grow fearful and anxious, go back to the word. Go back to the written word for strength. Prize Christ. Prioritize communion with God. Memorize scripture. Number four, fight. Fight. You need to wage the battle not with flesh and blood, but you need to fight worry. You need to fight fear. You need to fight anxiety. You need to fight it. You need to fight it with all of your might. Fight it hard. I think of the psalmist in Psalm 94, when my anxious thoughts multiply within me, when they are many, when they are abounding, when I just feel like I'm drowning in my anxieties, Psalm 94:19, your consolations, the comforts of God, the tendernesses of God delight my soul. How do you fight anxiety? Well, right here is the psalmist's tested and proven solution. It is to dwell upon the consolations and the character and the attributes of this Almighty God. It will delight your soul. Prize Christ, prioritize communion, memorize scripture, fight all worry and fear and anxiety. Number five, realize. Realize. You say, realize what? Well, realize the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians 3 when he was suffering. After all, he wrote this letter when he was in jail. And he wrote this to the Philippians, who themselves had their own share of sufferings and afflictions. Philippians 3:20, our citizenship is in heaven. In fact, the verse right before that, the end of Philippians 3:19, he said that the unbelievers set their minds on earthly things. That's what describes the non-believer. They set their mind upon earthly things. But it's not this way with you. You need to realize, Christian, that your citizenship is in heaven. And that it's from heaven that you eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will come and He will transform your humble body into conformity with the body of His glory. Realize, this world is not your home. There's coming a world where there will be no more disease, and no more plague, and no more affliction, and no more sorrow, and no more suffering. Indeed, no more sin at all. Realize this. And then finally, number six, evangelize. Evangelize. Use the occasions that God has brought into our lives providentially. Use it as opportunities to evangelize. This is exactly what Jesus did. In Luke 13, there were people who came to Jesus and they began to talk about political events. Look at what's going on all around us, Jesus, that Pilate has been mixing the blood of the Galileans with their sacrifices. And Jesus said to them, unless you repent, you'll likewise perish. And he said, and by the way, remember that occasion when the Tower of Siloam fell and there were 18 people who were killed? Remember that event? Remember that tragedy? Remember the current event where all those people died? Jesus said in verse 5, unless I tell you, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. You see, in Luke 13, Jesus uses current events as springboards for gospel proclamation. And so it should be with me and with you. What are the six tested and true and triumphant reminders? Number one, prize Christ. Number two, prioritize communion with God. Number three, memorize scripture. Number four, fight all worry and fear and anxiety. Number five, realize that your citizenship is in heaven. And number six, evangelize that we have a safe haven for the soul in Christ. And we can call others to turn from their sin and to follow after Christ wholeheartedly. So back to where we began with King Jehoshaphat. He was living in troubling times, and there were people all around him that were fearful. And what did he say? We might not know what to do in all of the situations, but our eyes are upon the Lord. Christian, may your eyes be upon the Lord today.